third pack of Maisis, Mishnah Zayin. We continue with our lochis of what type of chotzer is Toveya LaMaisis. It has to be a chotzer which is considered a private place which the person uses in a permanent fashion. So now we're going to mention various structures which do not have the status of a chotzer or a house. In the middle of the field they would make trifim. Trifim was like a tent that came to a point on the top and it spread out on the bottom. The bulganim are different types of coverings that people would set up in the middle of the field. Also, to put their roof in. El kotiyos are also some types of temporary structures which they would use for shade in the field. All these are psurim because they're not structures for regular living uses. Sukkah's Genoisa. Genoisa is the area of Yam Kineret. So that also was a place which, as the fruit would ripen, they would sometimes use these huts. Afal Pisha Yeshba, Yerushalayim Goyim, even though it's a little bit more kavua that he put a millstone there and he grows the chickens in that area, but it was also used only on a temporary basis during the food picking time, and therefore tsuya, the food that go into them are not tabua lin maisi. You can still eat from them temporary eating. Sukkot Hayoyser. Now Yoyser is a person who makes pottery, and his setup was that he had a primus and a chitzoina. He had the inside one, which is where he lived in, and the outside one, part of it, which is where he used to sell his goods. The inside one was for private use, and the outside one was for everybody who would come into to that area. And so, Sukkot Hayoyser, primus chayev, chitzoina patura. The inside one is chayev, and in words, that's the dwelling place. The food goes in there, it's chayev, you have to take a primus to maizis, chitzoina patura. And the outside one is not considered a dwelling area, and therefore, if food goes in, you can still eat from it. Now, the Yisrael Mekoshin says, "Chamav says Shem of Tura." He says it has a house has to be a house if you live there all year round. If you live there only in the summer, only in the winter, it's not considered a house. In this respect, we do not pass him like Rav Yisrael. Sukkah Chag B'Chag, a sukkah of sukkahs. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayv Chacham Poyt, and this is a famous matzlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham, where the sukkah is a diras keva. The structure of a sukkah is a permanent style structure or it's a temporary style structure. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it a permanent style structure, therefore it's considered a house in respect of the Kaveh Trumas and Mises. Well, Chacham holds it only a temporary hut, and therefore it's not Machayev Trumas and Mises. By the way, all these Chilukim are also Nogeya Tilchas Mezuzah. That's why we pass and you don't have to put a mezuzah on a sukkah, or there's also this sukkah Tayyesim that a sukkah that is made or a room which is made just to sell one's good also needs to have a din is potter from the mezuzah. Yeah, the mubanah, the gabi, a store, the minigus to put on the mezuzah, we put it on without a bracha though.